There.
We are back in open session. The only item on the agenda left is any public comment. Again, anyone wishing to address the board has 3 minutes. 3 minutes to come forward, state your name, and the floor is open. Mrs. Buckman.
I'm sure that Commissioner Dreyer was trying to get answers for me by passing off my questions to NLEA. However, I think the answers should have been on public record, because I wonder how many of you even know whether other entities are paying extra. You should know what you are paying for. This board or the new board are the ones that are going to have to decide, are we getting our money's worth or are we not, with the money that's being paid in NLEA. Just as an example, at that same city meeting that I was mentioning before, Mr. Emmel was telling them about city projects, and he indicated that the NLEA had been helping with the Atkins Road project, and he was telling that these were city projects. And actually, that project is in Bear Creek Township, not in the city. And it's a project that at the time he was talking about it, it was already dead in the water at that very time. Nothing there, but he was telling that that's a project for the city. He also mentioned being involved with the city's loft at Lumber Square and Wheeler property that you mentioned earlier. And that's been pretty much taken care of by Brownfield. I've been at those meetings. The project NLEA was supposedly involved with the sale of Michigan Maple Block. You talked about that. And you mentioned that maybe something's going on with that. I hope it is. But at the time, it was still for sale. He said it had been sold. These properties will either happen or not without any involvement from NLEA. These are the types of ongoing projects, however, that NLEA likes to ride the coattails of other entities or people who already are doing the work. NLEA just likes to jump in to try to claim success. I would like to know what NLEA has actually proved as positive results on its own. And then until that happens, I say it's a horrible waste of Fort County's taxpayer monies to hire an NLEA just to sit in on a meeting. People don't have to access the NLEA website to find links or economic development guidance. People know how to use Google. Google. People, businesses themselves can access NLEA calls their core partners. They can access the college, MEDC, Networks Northwest. They've got telephone numbers. You don't need to have an NLEA. I have a middleman. It's just, I want to ask about the last meeting that there was concern about
Carla,
the teachers.
Your time's up.
Okay. Thanks for being responsible.
Anyone else wishing to address the board? Seeing no one coming forward, the next Board of Commissioners meeting will be held on November 17th, 2022 at 6 p.m. 5:45 p.m. I got you. In the Board of Commissioners, room 200 Division Street, 49770. Motion to adjourn.
Second.